KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. College students and their parents may be getting a New Year's present from Sacramento. The Schwarzenegger administration says plans to increase tuition fees by 8% for UC and Cal State students will be canceled in the governor's new budget, which is scheduled for release next month. Administration officials say the state's improving economy will provide extra revenue to pay increased costs for higher education. Yesterday's storm in Northern California left rivers swelling to their highest levels in 7 years. Flood warnings are up for the northern half of the state, and forecasters say storms predicted by Saturday could prompt concerns about mudslides and flash floods in parts of Southern California hit recently by firestorms. 49 people in the Bakersfield area have been arrested and charged with scheming to divert Red Cross donations intended for victims of Hurricane Katrina. Some of the accused worked at a Red Cross National Call Center in Bakersfield, where they allegedly set up fake victims' accounts for friends and family members. The Red Cross called the FBI when officials became suspicious. One of the largest auto shows in America opened in San Diego this week. Allison St. John of KPBS took a sneak peek at some of the latest models, including some dream machines that are still just a gleam in the manufacturer's eye.
For those who want to see what the car of the future might look like, the San Diego International Auto Show is 525,000 square feet of oohs and ahs. The SUVs are bigger, the sports cars are sleeker, and as Auto Show spokesperson Amy Foley says, there are some concept cars that are one of a kind.
One in particular is geared towards the surfer. This car comes equipped with a shower, a wetsuit warmer, a microwave, a cooler, and you have to see it to believe it.
Another is the ultimate tailgater with a barbecue and a cooler built right into the trunk. Many models have GPS systems in front and video screens set into the headrests for backseat riders. With cars like these, who would care about traffic or even the beautiful scenery outside? For the California Report, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.
In a move that harkens back to the 12th century, a Roman Catholic diocese in Southern California has tried a priest on charges of heresy and schism. The San Bernardino diocese says Father Ned Reedy is leading Catholics astray with his breakaway parish near Palm Springs. While a secret diocese tribunal deliberates on a verdict, Father Reedy continues to celebrate Mass for a small but devoted congregation. KPCC's Stephen Cuevas reports.
At first blush, it could be any Catholic Mass on any given Sunday. About 40 parishioners sing hymns, contemplate scripture, and partake in communion. But Pathfinder Community of the Risen Christ is not like most Catholic churches. Services are held in the front room of a rustic desert home with big picture windows and a ceramic tile floor. The pews are rows of folding chairs. And leading the congregation in flowing white vestments is former Roman Catholic priest Ned Reedy.
And I would say, look at this face here. Is this the face of a heretic here?
Reedy left the Roman Catholic Church 5 years ago. He co-founded the Ecumenical Catholic Communion, a denomination that now boasts 14 parishes nationwide. While Catholic in name, it splits with the Vatican over the issue of mandatory celibacy for priests, the ordination of women, and same-sex marriage. Unlike heretics of old, Reedy does not openly rail against Roman Catholic teachings he disagrees with. He says he just offers an alternative.
We're involved in ministry here, and I'm involved in women's ordination and calling men who are married men who've all their lives wanted to be priests, and that's what I'm doing is, and I'm involved with priests who have left who are just floating around. We're involved in preaching a kind of good news that a lot of people have never heard before.
It's a message that resonates with some Roman Catholics disillusioned by priests' sexual abuse, the Vatican's stance on homosexuality, and its refusal to ordain women.
The compassion factor. They live so strongly by the rules that if you break the rules, they have no place for you. You know, Jesus never had a set of rules.
Gene Phillips is a regular at Pathfinder, a staunch anti-abortion Catholic. He still left the Roman Catholic Church after a priest told him that as a divorced man, he could not receive communion.
When Jesus said, take this all of you and eat it, take this all of you and drink of it, he meant all. He meant all of you.
But in the eyes of the Roman Catholic Diocese of San Bernardino, Father Ned Reedy is a heretic who should be silenced.
Ned Reedy made promises to his religious community and vows at his ordination, and which he publicly broke with the Roman Catholic Church, and he established another denomination.
That's Father Howard Lincoln, a spokesman for the San Bernardino Diocese. Lincoln declined to say what heresy and schism charges specifically Reedy is facing. The Church defines heresy as a fundamental rejection of faith and schism as a rejection of the Pope and core Church teachings. Lincoln says Reedy could mislead worshipers into thinking that he is still a Roman Catholic priest.
We live at a time when we need to be clear who is legally entrusted to minister in the name of the Church and who isn't. And I want to emphasize, this is not 1633 with Galileo. Our action was taken under the provisions of the revised canon code of 1983. And as I've said before, no one's going to be burned at the stake here.
Reedy's closed-door heresy trial was held 2 weeks ago at the San Bernardino Diocese headquarters, presided over by diocese officials. If found guilty, Reedy would be formally defrocked and excommunicated, even though he already left the church of his own accord. It's a case that perplexes Father Les Orsi, a canon law authority at Georgetown University. Orsi can cite only one other heresy trial in the past 40 years. It was a priest from Sri Lanka who distributed pamphlets contradicting church teaching.
The argument was exactly the same as here. You know, you will mislead Catholics and all that. If there was ever a case of shooting flies with big cannons, that was the case.
Father Orsi says Reedy can always appeal the tribunal's verdict to the Vatican, but Reedy refused to attend the heresy trial, won't appeal the verdict, and won't stop ministering at Pathfinder Church.
And if they ever do send a letter, a certified mail here, that's thick, and that would probably be the excommunication, I will not receive it. I'll just say back to sender.
As for the diocese, Father Howard Lincoln says it's unlikely it will take any further action against Reedy. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Riverside County.
That's the California Report for Thursday, December 29th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by TIAA CREF, serving those who serve others by offering financial services for the greater good. TIAA-CREF.org. The Stewart Foundation, for coverage of important issues in public education. And the California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family. Online at farmwater.org.